Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session.
Hello. My name is Elroy Seegers, and I am welcoming you to another episode of Financeology 101, hosted by Gifted Generations, LLC. My co-host is off tonight, Robin Seegers, so I am flying solo. So hold on to your hats, because you never know what I may say when I'm all by myself. So tonight's topic is financial coach versus a financial advisor. What is the difference between the two? So let's just start off by saying, when you want to figure out which one to use, this is a good place to come. A financial coach works with clients who have few assets and need general financial help. A financial advisor works with clients who need help managing and investing their assets. So let's go over that a little bit more in detail and give you a little bit longer definition. A financial coach or counselor typically focuses on fundamental financial issues, your behavior with money. A financial coach works with a client to change behaviors around money and your money habits. A coach works closely with you to change your negative relationship with money, and if it's positive, to reinforce that. It also helps a client to see where they can reduce spending to create more savings, or help them get out of debt, or understanding their emotions around money, which may have created obstacles to good financial management. More of a personal connection. It helps you set money goals, track progress, and hold you accountable. You don't have to have a lot of money to work with a coach. The coach is there to help you better handle your money to build your wealth. You don't have to have a certification to be a coach either. A coach is based off their life experiences, and training, and a visible track record to show you they know what they are talking about. Someone you can trust. Remember, helping you manage your day-to-day spending habits. So you don't want a coach that's you really don't know, or you don't have someone that has referred you to them, or somebody just like, oh yeah, this guy looks pretty good on Facebook and Snapchat and all that other stuff. You want, word of mouth is always good, because like I said, there's no certification, and this is a huge trust factor when you allow someone to coach you with your money, because they could steer you in the wrong directions. Sometimes they may have credentials as far as saying, hey, you know, can you give me some referrals? Who have you worked with? And sometimes one and two is not enough. You know, you really had a deep conversation as far as their work experience. Because like I said, they're not held accountable for anything, because it's not a certification that they follow by. So there's no guidelines. If you see somebody you've been knowing for several years, and you see how they're doing, and you see how they handle money, that could be somebody who could be a coach. And you find out later, oh, you're a coach? Oh, I see how you've been doing business. So you can kind of see them, what they've been doing over the years. So that may be somebody that you can really rely on, and it may be in a coaching business. But don't just rely on what they tell you. Dig into it, because it's essential that you know exactly who you're talking to and who's helping you, because they can steer you in the wrong direction. And next you know, you're in a worse condition than when you first started. You don't want that. You know, I pastor always say, you know, why would you talk to somebody who is broke to be your coach? If they can't handle their own money, how are they going to help you handle theirs? So you want to make sure you're doing a good, thorough investigation of your coach before you select somebody, or you allow them to work with you on a day-to-day basis, because that could be life-altering for the good and for the bad. Now, an advisor, that is on the other end of the spectrum, right? So they provide services that may maybe be purely transactional or product focused, right? They manage your investments for a fee normally, because you know they have to handle your money. for a small fee, and it's typically a commission on the products or sales. They may meet you quarterly to give you an update on your portfolio and answer a question or two about other financial topics throughout the year. But your relationship, I'm sorry about that, but your relationship with them is focused on your investment portfolio and specifically the assets that they manage. So look at it this way. An advisor is someone who deals with somebody who has assets to reinvest or to manage 401k, property, a pension plan maybe, just a way to understand like, hey, I got legacy money. How do I reinvest it? Or I have six or seven properties. How do I reinvest it? I have some land. What do I do with it? So you have an asset that you want somebody to help you, advise you to know what to do with it. Where a coach is like, hey, I'm having problems just living day to day. So coach is kind of like day to day, budgeting, understanding your financial needs, what you're trying to do. You got bills to pay for. What an advisor is, long-term, future goals, asset lending. So when you look at that, same thing as a coach, you want to basically do your homework. You want to be able to look at them, find some information on them via the web, because those decisions can be life-altering long-term. You have tons of money, tons of investments in your hand, and then you trust somebody to make these decisions, and lo and behold, you just lose everything that you entrusted them to help make decisions on. So be wise when you're picking a coach, because that's day-to-day. Be wise when you're doing an advisor, because that's future wealth building. You don't want to lose that future wealth building. Now, the good thing about a coach is that they're going to be able to take you so far, because eventually you want to turn that coach and say, you know what, coach, you got me very far. Now it's time for me to find an advisor. That's the next level. You go from coach to advisor. So you got out of debt and you're doing great. And now you're like, you know what? I guess I'm just investing into some property. So now I want to be able to turn this thing around. So now you've got some property you just invest into. Now I need an advisor. You see the difference is day-to-day management, lifelong future management of what you have and what you want to hold or pass down to your kids. So they both are critical. Because at some point in time, you realize when and why you need a coach and when and why you need an advisor. Now, if I have assets and stuff like that and property and trying to build wealth, I don't need a coach. I don't need somebody to help me manage my day-to-day assets, because evidently I've been able to build wealth or already had a coach and I'm transitioned to an advisor. So you got to understand where you are with that and who you're talking to. Because when you're talking about investments and stuff like that, you want somebody to certify it. You want to talk to somebody that knows what they're talking about. You want somebody to understand it. And sometimes, and a lot of times, you want to say, how do you build your wealth? You know, if they have some, you know, open up your portfolio. Show me what you invest in. I think that's critical, because if they're telling you to do something like stock market or whatever the case may be, you want to see what they have attained to. Like I always tell people, you can't give me something and tell me something unless you have experienced or have it yourself. How are you going to advise me on that? It's like, okay. And, you know, unless your portfolio they've been dealing with sometimes is like tens of millions of dollars. Can you imagine if, a rich basketball player, or football player, baseball player, and they got all this money. They got, you know, they got houses over here, houses over there. Because they get traded sometimes. They change teams. So they buy houses in different cities, right? So you say, hey, you know what? I need a coach to tell me how to manage my finances. Wrong answer. You need an advisor. Because you got property in all these different states and different cities. You need somebody to say, well, I need to sell it. Or you need to reinvest it by renting it out. The upkeep. At that point in time, you need a coach. Now, this same person who has a lot of money may need a coach to help them understand all these funds they have, because a lot of times they get so much money, they really don't understand how to manage it. So you may need a personal money manager to understand, to help you manage that money, because you know how it is. You go from nothing to a lot. It can blow your head up. Next thing you know, you don't lost the millions of dollars. You don't waste it on bad investments. So it could be a transitional thing where, you know, you're going from having nothing to so much, you may need a coach to help you understand how to manage your money and help you make decisions on what to do with it. But you also need an advisor to help you to invest it. So that can be a little bit tricky. But for the normal person, the day-to-day person who's out there, who's working 9-to-5 job, and you say to yourself, you know what, got this new job, and I need some money, I need somebody to help me just to balance my checkbook or help me to understand how to be better about my money, how I see money, how it makes me feel, what do I do with it, make wise decisions. I got all these expenses and just can't figure things out. Coach all day long. Now you're in retirement and you get ready to move into another house. You trying to decide, well, now I need to rent this house out, sell it, give it to my kids. What? Advisor. Advisor is asset, investment, future living. Coach is day to day. So when someone's sitting there struggling with their money, you say, you need a coach. So when it says, man, I'm struggling with what to do with all my assets, an advisor. So you want to, like I said, make sure you do your homework. Do your homework, because that can be very critical. Let me see here. What else? Let me see. A few situations I can actually talk about. I have a client, and you guys can tell me whether this person is a coach or an advisor. And they got them out of debt. They're doing very well. Month or two went by, and they fell back into financial, I ain't gonna say ruin, but just fell off. Now, even though we got them to the point where they was debt-free, and we had eradicated all the expenses. So now, they're about to go to the next stage in life. And then all of a sudden, they fall off. What do you think that person needs? If you say a coach, exactly. Because they got to a plateau, but then they kind of went backwards. So they had to go back and reconnect and get things back on path. One thing I can say about coaches is that when you are coaching, you want to make sure that those habits that you change are lifelong habits, lifelong changes. Because as someone's coaching you, and you need to make sure you are getting those habits ingrained in you so they can transfer into you finding an advisor. If that coach is helping you out and you're not learning how to manage your money, is if the coach pulls back to get you to understand your decision making, when you're on your own, those things that a coach implies or teach you, you have to still use those tools. A lot of times we get coaches and they say, you know what, I'm good, I'm fine. Oh, I don't need you no more, I'm good. And nothing you can do about that, because they pretty much say, you know, I got you. And a lot of times what I see is just what I just said, they fall off. Because you've been meeting so often, you've been helping them out, you was their accountability partner. And all of a sudden the accountability partner is no longer there. So they make a lot of unwise decisions. And then they're back to square one, back in debt, bad decisions. So you gotta make sure, you know, when you're coaching people, you want to ingrain in them things they can maintain. Now you can do so much. You know, you can do everything you can and it looks good and you say, okay, this person's doing great. And you say, I still need to be with you at least twice a month. And they say, no, I'm good. There's nothing you can do about that. But more than likely, they're gonna be back because the going cold turkey with a coach sometimes can be difficult. I think, you know, you need to wean yourself off of a coach if you want to, you know, do things on your own. I have them close in your corner to say, hey, let me meet you one time a month. But you still want that constant check-in to make sure you're doing great. So a coach is somebody that's going to get you past a whole lot of obstacles when it comes to finances. An advisor is going to help you invest all that money. Look at everything you got. What can you do with it? How am I going to reinvest it? How am I going to use this as legacy money for my kids down the road? So that is very critical. You know the difference between the two. And really, that's essentially, that's it. It's the coach and financial coach and a financial advisor is coach is a day-to-day person. And an advisor is someone that helps you with your future. All you have to give, all you have in your asset. How are you going to build a legacy building for you and your family? So not much to that. There's a whole lot, there's a few things, like I said, you want to make sure you do. You want to check out the box, you do your own investigation, you do your own research, you make sure you find someone who's good as an advisor or a coach. All right. And sometimes word of mouth is good, but you still want to be, you know, do your investigation to make sure the person that you know or you're about to hire or use to talk to you, because there's going to be a lot of personal conversations going on. And your personal business, it's in-depth talking. You get to know each other very well. At least the coach is going to know you very well, because they're going to help you make decisions when it comes to your coaching or your advisor. They have to know. You have to be vulnerable to the process in order to allow the coach or the advisor to make wise decisions. If you hold anything back as a coach, as a client of a coach or the advisor, you only hurt yourself. It's very critical that you be vulnerable to the process, you be transparent, because if you hide anything and you're not letting the coach or the advisor know, you can do more damage than good, because the coach or the advisor is making decisions on the information that they have. So you don't give them everything, you don't give her everything, you're only hurting yourself. You know, a lot of times what I hear is someone might say, oh, I'm going to come and talk to you when I get my finances in order. I'm like, what? Does that make sense? You need a coach or an advisor, but you're going to come and talk to me once you get your finances in order. Well, you're coming to me to get help with your finances to get in order. What you waiting for? Seek that help. Do it now. Well, all right. Well, that's about it for today, for tonight. I do want to say there are several ways that you can reach us on our podcast. You can find us at giftedgenerations-llc.com/podcast. That's actually on our website. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/giftedgenllc. Instagram, you can find us at gift.gen. On YouTube, just YouTubers at Gifted Generations LLC. We also can be found on Spotify, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, we can be found on Spotify, Google Podcast, and iHeartRadio at Financeology 101. And we also have a Twitter handle at GiftedGen2019. Also, we have our app out there called Bags of Money. It's on Android. We are working hard to get it out on Apple. So don't know how long it's going to take, but we're working hard to get that developed. And it's a great app. It helps you to monitor your money from day-to-day expenses. It can actually project what you can have in your account 3 or 4 weeks, months down the road. And it's like an electronic register for your income and your expenses. And they have two different registers that you can kind of like click on. It has a great calendar view where you can see down the road what's in your account at that point in time, and actually predict what's in your checking account on any given day, month, or year. They also have a graph that can see your trending or your spending and actually your projection, your spending based on what you did last month too. So this is a great app. It's on Android right now. It's called Bags of Money. Robin and myself, we developed the app. So if you can download and get today, we can get us ready to get roll over to Apple. So go out there and get it. This is a great tool for you to have. With that being said, we're going to end this podcast. This podcast was about financial coaching versus financial advisor. Like I said, coaching is day-to-day habits. Advisor is future. So once again, y'all have a good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Gifted Generations LLC, Financeology 101. Have a good evening. Bye.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financeology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.